Good morning, and welcome to Prairie Unitarian Universalist Society. Prairie aspires to be both an open-hearted and an open-minded congregation. We welcome people of every ethnic and religious background. We welcome you, whatever your color, sexual orientation, gender, or family structure. We welcome you, no matter your age or your abilities or inabilities. Later in the service, we will invite visitors, guests, and returning friends to introduce yourselves so that we might get to know you better. On Sunday mornings, we provide a wide range of services. They are presented by a Prairie member, or by a member of the wider community, or by our consulting minister, Sandy Ingham. I am Jesse Garst. I'm a student in Prairie's religious education program. Another member of our religious education program, Catherine Liu, will be presenting today's service, Growing Up UU. Our opening words this morning will be a responsive reading led by Rachel Hughes. Please turn to number 436 in your hymnal.
We come to this time and this place
to discover the wondrous gift of free religious community,
to renew our faith in the holiness, goodness, and beauty of life,
to reaffirm the way of the open mind and full heart,
to rekindle the flame of memory and hope, and
to reclaim the vision of an earth made fair with all her people among.
To let us worship not in bowing down, not with closed eyes and stopped ears.
That's the next.
Oh, just kidding. I was
kidding. So sorry.
We will read our chalice lighting words in unison. The words are in your order of service. We light this chalice to remind us of the journey we all embark upon in our lives, the journey that is the search for truth as each of us perceives it. Let's welcome Catherine Liu, who will present today's service, Growing Up UU.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for being here today. I know that this is not the original date, so thank you for sticking with it. As many of you know, my name is Catherine Liu, and I am a member of Prairie's youth group. I began attending Prairie at age 5 and have appeared on this stage many times before, playing the piano for the prelude and offertory, participating in intergenerational services, presiding for a few other services, and presenting with my classmates. I have performed in skits whose topics ranged from Dr. Seuss to time travel, the latter of which I played a dinosaur. There are few people who can say part of their religious education was to walk out of a back room standing on 2 chairs with my green sweatshirt turned around over my face and roaring like a Tyrannosaurus Rex. And that, in part, is what I am here to talk about today. I have been attending Prairie for 13 years, since 2005, and who I am as a person has been shaped both by the people in this room and by those who have moved or passed away. A couple of months ago, my brother Aaron gave a service on how Ultimate Frisbee shaped his Unitarian Universalist beliefs. Today, I am here to talk about how my religious beliefs have been shaped not by a sport, but by other religions and my experience growing up here. I begin my story when I was dedicated as a 4-month-old baby at James Reeb by John Alu Johnstone, but the majority of my story takes place here, at Prairie. I began attending full-time about 5 years old, and to tell the truth, I don't really remember much of my early religious education. I remember a few activities, and I have a picture of a blue-footed booby that I received from RE, but I don't remember why. I had a number of teachers who took on the first role of forming my religious beliefs. Mary Franz, Marcia Johnson, and Robin Proud are just 3 of the teachers I had over the years. Robin has the distinction of being my teacher for many, many years, as she always seemed to move up with me. My first teachers taught me the 7 principles in their more simplified forms, the basic framework for Unitarian Universalism. As I grew older, that framework became more complex as we reached the original wording of the principles. I believe that these early years had a very different impact on my life compared to those raised in other religious traditions. Because Unitarian Universalism doesn't have a creed or one set of beliefs, I wasn't taught that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. I was not taught the Ten Commandments about God, heaven, hell, or anything else that many children just beginning their religious education are taught in other churches. Instead, I learned that as UUs, we believe that we should care for the earth, that democracy is important, and that all people deserve a voice. As a young child, these ideas didn't form themselves into a set of coherent beliefs. It wasn't until I was a teenager that these ideas really started to form in my head. I think that Unitarian Universalism has a challenging task of passing its ideas on to the next generation. Our core central set of ideas begins with the words, "We covenant to affirm and promote," which is not something an elementary schooler is going to easily understand. So we're tasked with simplifying it. Covenant to affirm and promote becomes believe. Right to consciousness and the use of democratic process becomes voices. And the interdependent web of life becomes earth. I grew up knowing the seven principles which formed the basis of my religion, but I didn't know until much more recently how those principles played a role in creating personal beliefs. How each person grows from knowing the words of the seven principles to understanding how those principles shape their beliefs is a very personal process and is different for every person. I think the single most important event I can point to as the beginning of truly understanding my Unitarian Universalist beliefs was when we started learning about other religions. I knew about Christianity, about Judaism and Islam and other major religions, but I didn't know the details. As part of the unit, we learned about the beliefs and practices of people who were Catholic, Sikh, Muslim, Quaker, Baptist, and more. We visited the Catholic St. Joseph Church, a Hindu service at the Hindu Cultural Center, and Second Baptist Church down the street. These visits threw my understanding about religion into somewhat of a tailspin. Take, for instance, the visit to the Second Baptist Church. The members swayed, clapped, and shouted amen during the services and songs, very different from the much more intellectual conversations held here. During the songs, I felt an almost indescribable feeling that if there were a God, he was watching over us as we sang. This feeling of emotion was unlike anything else I had experienced. Prayer services can be sometimes kind of dry in that the topic may be important, but they're approached in a much more pragmatic manner. This can be exactly what some people are looking for, but I began to think that maybe something was missing for me. But this revelation left me even more confused. How could I feel such a powerful emotion in a place with a religion where my personal values sometimes conflicted with the teachings of the faith? My values and beliefs are much more closely aligned with Unitarian Universalism than baptism. My other important encounter with religion comes with the Quaker faith. We learned about the Religious Society of Friends as part of the World Religions Unit in RE, but didn't have a chance to go to a service as a class. Yet something about Quakerism had captured my attention. I checked out books from the library, researched different meetings in Madison, and learned more about that belief system than any other religion except Unitarian Universalism. One warm summer day, a little warmer than this, my mom and I attended the Yahara Friends meeting in the Wilmar Neighborhood Center. When we arrived, we were met with a group of about only 8 people, all aged 50 to 70 years, sitting in office chairs wrapped in blankets. It turns out that the members had decided to merge with the larger congregation in Madison, that this would be their last meeting, but they were happy to have us there, although they warned us the room could be chilly. So we sat down in a couple of office chairs and began the service, sitting in silence in an office chairs in a freezing building. The air conditioning was so cold, there was water dripping from the vents in the ceiling. Only one person spoke during the meeting, talking about how much her time with the group had mattered to her, and how she was glad to have that experience. Now, as I mentioned before, this was held in the Wilmar Neighborhood Center, so the space was shared with other groups. So during this silent meeting, suddenly there was the sound of bongos. Another group was having a drum and pancake breakfast, and the rhythmic sound thrummed and threaded its ways through the wall to our quiet space. Suddenly, everyone was giggling and cracking open their eyes to look at each other. Normally, these meetings lasted for around an hour, but it was decided, since it was the first time for the visitors and the silence had been broken, the meeting would end early. We said our goodbyes, and they encouraged us to attend the larger meeting, which I have not had a chance to do yet. I have never been so glad to step out into July weather. My experience visiting a Quaker service was very different from my experience with the Baptist church. There was no moving, no singing, no feeling of God watching over. But that's not really what the Quaker service is trying to accomplish. The Quakers believe in an inner light in people, and that is God. People can be moved to speak during services by this inward God, a very different idea than the Baptist idea of Jesus Christ as a figure that will return, and an almighty, omnipresent, omnipotent God. But Quakerism still attracted me, and does to this day. In the fall of 2019, I will be attending Earlham College, which was founded by the Religious Society of Friends and is still connected to the faith. The World Religion Unit left me on a quest, one that I am still on today, to understand my beliefs and how religion fits into those beliefs. At the end of that year, our class decided to find out what Prairie believed, and the survey we conducted has since served as a benchmark for my beliefs. Our survey asked people their theological position, such as humanist, agnostic, atheist, or Christian, as well as their beliefs about God, such as if they believe that there is no such thing as God, or if they find that which is holy in music. We presented those findings to the congregation, and I'm going to read some of the data we had. Out of the 73 responses, there were 22 agnostics, 20 humanists, 10 pantheists, 7 atheists, 5 theists, 5 apatheists, 2 pagans, 1 Christian, and 1 deist. That one deist, that was me. And because it was me, the data is still there. I marked only 4 responses out of a possible 22 beliefs. And looking back on that, I can see how much I believe has changed over the years. The survey was done in 2015, and I said that I was a deist who believed that, one, we can use science and reason to understand our universe. 2, there is no way to know whether or not there is a God. 3, God does not intervene in our lives. And 4, the universe was created by a higher power. My beliefs have since shifted, and a large part of that was the Compass Points class. Some of the readings are in the service today. This class was taught largely by Rachel Long and Barb Park, and it took us about 2 years because we went kind of slowly. In that class, we analyzed how our beliefs fit into the real world and influenced our decisions and morals, as well as how the 6 sources influenced Unitarian Universalism. Some of the questions and ideas we tackled in that class changed both my perspectives and beliefs. And during that time, I had another important event that changed how I viewed being UU. I took AP European History my junior year of high school, and it was there I learned about the history between about the differences between Protestant and Catholic, about deism and other important religious events such as the Great Schism. Because of Prairie and the education I received here, I was one of the few people who knew how Trinitarianism and Unitarianism were different, and why the beliefs of atheists and deists are not the same. However, the event that impacted me the most happened when I explained that Unitarians and Universalists had merged. My teacher asked me to explain this new religion, and I could list the 7 principles, but I couldn't go any further. I was at a loss for how to explain what it meant to be UU. When I went into RE that Sunday, I asked if we could work on this, create an elevator speech, so to speak, about what it was. What I made to that day, to the best of my memory, goes as follows.
Unitarian Universalism is a religion with no central creed or dogma, but rather a set of principles that people use to shape their personal views. Now that I had a definition, I was left with a question. Did I consider myself UU? At the time, and for now, my answer is yes. I believe in the seven principles as a guiding set of ideas that influence how I should live my life. As I have grown older, my beliefs about God have changed, but my faith in the UU principles have not. I believe in the inherent worth and dignity in every person, in justice, equity, democracy, acceptance, peace, and in caring for the earth. As of now, I find it hard to name my beliefs. I wouldn't consider myself an atheist because I think it's possible that there's a God. But I wouldn't consider myself an agnostic because I think I may know for certain in the future. I wouldn't call myself humanist because I believe we should treat each other with compassion because we are all human and not just because God says so, but I think we can learn about the world through science and reason, but I also think it would be kind of cool if something else was out there. Over the years, my journey of faith, I have interacted with religion and God in many different ways. It began at Reeb, where a little bit of water and a rose dedicated me as a baby. My childhood at Prairie, where I learned the basics of Unitarian Universalism. Onto my sort of crisis of faith as a teenager, where I experimented with religion. To my later teenage years, where I learned more what it meant to be UU, and the sources from which we draw inspiration, and on to today. And it continues my journey of growing up UU. The lessons I have learned here will carry me out into the world. Growing up UU has meant an education not only in our religion, but in others as well. It has meant knowing Quakerism and Mormonism are different when the college admission officer asked. It has meant being part of a relatively unknown faith with no creed or dogma. Growing up UU means that my beliefs are mine because I was given the framework and expected to fill it in. It also meant being given a comprehensive sex education in seventh grade that was one of the most valuable classes I have ever taken in my life. It allows me to be more confident at school because I was taught all sorts of slang words and phrases so I can recognize them and not make a fool of myself. Growing up at Prairie has meant mornings filled with hot chocolate, class, and putting out the books just the way Dave Johnson wanted. Years of retreats, Nifty Gifty, Symbol Tree, intergenerational services, and singing the same hymns over and over because they're the ones I like. It's meant walking down an aisle with a flaming crown of candles on my head to the sound of Silent Night. It's meant friendship, wisdom, and at times loss. I cannot say for sure how growing up at UU and growing up at Prairie will shape my future, but I know that it has. I cannot say for sure that I will remain UU into my adulthood, but I can say absolutely that I will not ever regret the years spent here, learning, growing, and being part of the family. Thank you for growing with me. I don't remember there being any sort of reaction against it. I think it was just another part of religious education was to try to formulate beyond just the seven principles and sources to kind of synthesize them into something that you could explain to someone, more so than reading the seven principles and explaining the six sources. Mm-hmm. I chose the two songs for the hymns because they are my two favorite ones. So.
Well, yeah.
Our closing words will be read in unison. The words are in your order of service. We extinguish this chalice, but not its light. That we take with us as we go out into the world, sharing it with those we encounter on our journey. Thank you for coming. Please extend the hand of friendship to those around you. You are all invited to join us for coffee and conversation.